Welcome to episode 40 of Anime and Us. I'm TJ.
And I'm Sean.
And this is the review show that reviews anime from A to Z. Sort of.
Alright guys, so this one's a bit convoluted. We got Hakuoki.
What's the rest of it? There's more to the title
than that. Demons of the Fleeting Bosom. That's what I'm going with. Not Blossom, Bosom. So, look, the story's super convoluted. But before we get to that, just the wiki alone makes my brain hurt. Okay. So it was a video game series at first.
Makes sense.
It had three games, I think is what it was. PlayStation 2, PlayStation 3, and Nintendo DS, and 3DS. Four games, I guess. It was adapted to an anime in 2010, and it had two seasons plus the OVA. And then two films were released in 2013 and 2014. Apparently in greater detail. I don't know how the film is going to have more detail than two seasons. And there's slightly different endings.
Okay.
So there's that. And there might be more to it, but I'm not reading that far down. I think that's it, though. I'm pretty sure.
Before we even jump into this, we got to address something that wasn't intentional.
What's that?
We kind of cheated.
How did you cheat? Oh, yeah. I forget, but I remember.
No, you don't.
Remember, like, respinning or something.
No.
What happened?
No. Something you're not even aware of.
Oh.
Last week, you took out the Toamori Princess. There was two seasons of that.
Oh, jeez, good shit.
So,
we're fine.
So, we were supposed to leave that.
I think
our
one fan will forgive us.
Yeah, our one fan. But, I mean, this is 40 episodes in.
So I know.
Who knows?
Let's hope.
But my point is, the last time you cheated was on the same letter.
Was I? No way.
High School of the Dead.
Did I? Oh, yeah, I put two in instead of just one.
Yeah. So
I didn't do that this time, by the way.
So every time you cheat, we get punished.
Yeah, I'll give you that. I will give you that.
Because this was kind of a mix between...
I was interested in, like, certain sections.
Right.
And didn't give a f*** any other time.
Right. Because this is a mix between the Toamori Princess.
Oh, yeah.
And the intrigue of the box.
Yes. It was very similar.
So
the time setting is like Last Samurai, right when the swords were being rolled out and guns were coming into play.
So I'm curious. I meant to research it, but I never got around to it.
Did any of this actually happen?
No. Well, demons.
They're vampires. It's funny, in the wiki they actually describe them as vampires, even though throughout the anime it's demons.
Well, that's because the girl's demon. They're not really demons. But anyway.
Well, they're half demons.
I was curious, is this along the same timeline as Intrigue of the Patsuma?
I would assume yes, but I...
Because...
They talk about Edo and all that.
Yeah, because...
I'm pretty sure the other one talks about that too.
They start in one area, and they end up in the wintry area.
Yeah.
Just like in the Intrigue of the Patsuma. I'm wondering if this
I'm pretty sure it's the exact same timeline, because the exact same thing happens. It's swords, and then guns kind of get mixed in.
Right.
Although in this anime, a lot more guns get mixed in.
So, I'm wondering if that's, like, a common thing throughout these...
Time setting?
Yeah,
probably.
Because I'm starting to... Like, I know nothing about Japanese history.
I don't know.
But I'm, like...
Nearly enough. Last Samurai is, like, my go-to.
But I'm, like, looking at this and, like, this is feeling very familiar.
Yeah, it's very, like, similar to...
So, I'm just wondering if every samurai, when we come across it, is
maybe.
Gonna be...
Yeah.
So...
We'll see.
So, anyway, this is... Essentially, another...
It's almost a diary, because at the beginning of each episode, well, at least once you get a couple episodes in, the main character, Chizuru, I think her name is, sort of, like, opens up, like, this happened, and now we're doing this.
Alright, so, what it is, I'm not 100% sure, but I'm pretty sure this game was a dating sim.
Oh, it could be, easily.
That's what I think it is.
Because, it could very easily be a dating sim.
Because it's got, like... It's like a reverse harem with a bunch of guys. Mm. So it felt like that, but they kind of, like they did with Little Busters, because that was a dating sim too.
Yeah.
They kind of took all of the dating sim stuff out and just put the story in there. Mm-hmm. But it was strange because this one turned into like the Intrigue in a Box, and like historical, like some parts felt like very harem-y, and then some part of it.
Yeah. The genre is established in Japan and is mostly made up of visual novels, simulation games, particularly dating sims.
I thought so.
That is what the game was.
I thought so.
I just looked it up. That's hilarious.
So I thought so. It felt like it, because part of it felt like this, part of it felt like historical textbook.
Half of it was very much like that.
That's
why it was sort of like a military diary, but from the point of view of someone that just helps out and doesn't really fight.
And then part of it was supernatural vampires.
Supernatural vampires, and then the third part, like you said, would be, you know, the dating sim part.
So,
all the guys are interested.
So that's another thing I'm curious. Yeah, if are all the samurai things that take place in this historical remakes with supernatural twists.
I think that's what it is. Because that's my best guess.
Because if you remember, Intrigue in a Boxing Move out of nowhere was just crazy supernatural. Mm-hmm. This one's very strange and very weird.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, in the first couple episodes, I was hating it.
Oh, so did I. And then I'd say like 3 or 4 episodes in, it started getting good.
Yeah.
And then around episode 12-ish, it started getting bad again.
Right.
Somewhere around there.
So I was like, this is getting very strange, because the dialogue in the first couple episodes were so harem and so bad. It was like, and I was really confused in the beginning. Maybe I'm wrong, because they were going, when they first introduced Chizuru, they kept referring to her as him.
Yeah, I think that was just a play. They thought he would, so like the outfit Chizuru's wearing is a boy's outfit.
Right.
And if
they explained that.
Yeah. So they thought that was a boy.
But I was so lost, because there's no way that's
for
a boy.
Us. Yeah. From the viewer, it's clearly a girl.
I mean, I get what they were doing, but they did not do a good job disguising it. Really, I was so confused. I was like, is this some kind of transgender thing going on here? Because I am so lost.
See, it might have been better if her kimono, whatever the male fucking name for it is, wasn't pink, right? If it was a darker color and the hair was short and not in a ponytail, which I know a lot of them have that, but they could have done more to make her look like a boy.
Right. And she sounded like a girl.
Yeah, she had a girl's voice.
Yeah. It was very... So, for like the first 20 minutes of the show, I'm like, what the hell is going on here?
It's a fairly common thing. Because so I was like, oh, okay, I see what's happening.
But now I was confused, because I got very harem vibes from it.
Oh, yeah.
And I was
you thought it was a guy?
I was like, well, they keep referring to him as a guy. Maybe it's not this. What's going on?
Maybe it is a harem, just for guys.
I guess. But it was very, very confusing. And then, I mean, it's also got some weird vibes into it, because they have this I forget what the group's called.
Shinsengumi.
The Shinsengumi. This is the group of samurais that's behind everything. That's like the heroes of the story.
So I know a little bit about the history of samurai and all that. So there's certain samurai sects, families or whatever, and what have you. And the Shinsengumi would be one of them. And they are sort of like the police force that work under the emperor. You do what the emperor says, and you get to call yourself a samurai. You get to walk around with a sword. You have to enforce his laws and all that.
Right,
but it's super complicated.
But my point is, it got a little weird for me, because the Shinsengumi, I forget how she ends up with them.
She witnesses two of the failed ones being murdered, and because she saw that, they took her in.
Right, they essentially kidnapped her.
Yeah, for the most part, yeah.
And then made her a servant.
Yeah, just forced it, and there was like no backlash, she didn't give a shit.
Yeah, and it's just, she was pretty much a kept woman from that on.
Well, I mean, at some point, they didn't do a good job of there being a point where she was like, oh, I really want to be here with them.
Right.
This is like a home. I don't have a home.
Right.
And they're helping me find my father.
Honestly, it felt like at one point she just got Stockholm syndrome.
Yeah, she just wanted to stay.
And stayed, because every time she had a chance to go, she was like, no, I'm staying here with these guys.
And she didn't really give a good explanation until much, much later.
Right. I mean, obviously it was
falling in love with what's-his-face, I don't know his fucking name, and, honestly feeling like this is a home. They're constantly protecting her, she's helping them.
Yeah.
But they didn't do a good job of saying and showing this is why.
This is a first. We're 10 minutes in and we even get to the premise yet, so.
So the premise, we already went over the whole time-setting part. Most of the premise is her trying to find her father. Her father, you find out, spoiler alert, created this medicine that if you're injured and you take it, it'll heal you, but you turn into this half vampire devil thing.
Yeah, you turn into a vampire.
Pretty much. They call it devils.
Because they can't even go out during the day.
They sort of can, though. At certain times, they are. They say they can. And the devils, the vampires, have their own, inside the Shinsengumi, have their own patrols at night. But then, like, there's tons of episodes of them fighting in daylight.
Well, they say it sunlight doesn't kill them. It just causes them extreme pain.
They don't do a good job of showing that, that's for sure.
They say it, though.
But yeah, so there's her searching for her father, and then there's the story arc of the Shinsengumi trying to be better samurais, and then that's only for, like, 12-ish episodes, and then it transfers to them going to war. It's really odd.
And then there's a whole subplot of her being a demon.
Yeah. It's like, she's an actual demon.
I guess a real demon.
Which I'm assuming her father, who isn't actually her father, by the way, that's how he made the medicine. Probably used her blood.
Yeah, because
and her brother's blood.
She regenerates, like, instantaneously. She's Wolverine.
Yeah, essentially.
So, I mean,
like, you see some of the other devils, a couple of them are bad guys, and you see them sort of transform. When they do that, the only thing that really changes is, like, a couple little horns come out of their forehead. But you never see the main character do it. That would have been a perfect story arc. Like, oh, my big harem crew is in trouble. I'm going to go demon and save them. That could have been somewhat good. And they didn't go for
but
it.
That didn't
mesh. She never, like, really tried to fight at all.
Yeah, no, that would have meshed with their whole...
Yeah,
their whole
them protecting.
Male protecting war story that's going on at the same time.
Honor.
Of the stupid demons.
And by the way, all of the Shinsengumi die.
I was going to get to that.
What in the hell? How are there two more seasons?
That's why I told you. There's some of them are OVAs that are just happened throughout this first season.
Oh, right. And then, yeah, this was before you told me. And the other season's a prequel, you said?
Yeah, it's a prequel. I don't know what they're going to, I guess, bring in the Shinsengumi together.
Maybe, I guess, how they get together.
I guess.
And there might even be a subplot of how she gets lost from her father. I don't know. Maybe. Who knows?
Maybe.
I really don't want to watch it.
No, I don't want to watch it either. But it's still in there. I mean,
conveniently forget to put it in.
Yeah, right. Then we get another one just like this.
Oh, God. That was an accident, by the way. That was not on purpose.
So, yeah, but I was going to get to that. In the beginning, even for a harem, I was thinking...
It was very mild for a harem.
Yeah, yeah,
it wasn't very sexual at all.
No, no.
I mean, like, at all. There was no sexuality.
No, not at all. There was no fan service whatsoever.
Yeah, not even a little bit. In any direction.
But what I was getting at, even for, like, a Datinson kind of thing based on this.
Yeah.
So even if this was that, like a game based, you know, a Datinson.
Didn't do a very good job of it.
Yeah, no, but not even that. Like, it was way too many characters.
Yeah, I think there's like 8 main male characters.
So I'm thinking to myself, this is way too... Why are you focusing on so many characters? And essentially, they're all there to be killed off.
Every one of them.
Every single one of them.
And they add a couple of them in between, but they're not like part of the harem. They're just there. Yeah. But they add a couple in. There's like a kid messenger guy that gets killed and she gets upset.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of old guys that end up dying.
Right. And they show every one of them get killed. Every time one of them gets killed, it's a big deal. Except for one. There's one.
Oh, the leader, right?
No, not the leader. No. There's just one of those.
That was like a flashback, though.
No, anyway, go ahead. No. It's hard to explain because they're all so similar. But there's that young kid that looks like a girl.
Yeah.
And then there's the two that he always hangs out with, like the muscle-bound guy with the bandana. Yeah. The muscle-bound guy with the bandana never died.
He didn't die?
No, he never dies. He just disappears.
I don't remember.
And he just, because I was thinking about this. I'm thinking of all these things.
You should rewatch it.
No. I was paying attention. I was like, I read all these guys, but this one just disappeared one day. He reappears later in the season, and then disappears again. And I'm like, what happened to him? And then at the end, they show they show a montage of them all, how they all died, and they bring him back, and they just show him, like, talking or something, and it's like, he didn't die. What happened to him?
Yeah, that's odd.
Yeah, so I was like, that was very strange. They just kind of left him out in the wind for some reason.
Yeah.
So he's
that is really odd.
He's wandering around.
He's just wandering around.
He's still alive.
He threw away his Shinsengumi.
The Shinsengumi is still alive.
So there's one thing. There's two things I wanted to bring up. One was when she first started being allowed out, and like she has to prove her might to see if she's capable of the sword.
Right.
Which she was not at all.
No.
And they still let her outside.
She kind of sucked.
And not once did she prove she was capable with that sword, ever. Like, what? Why did you think it was okay to let this little girl out?
Apparently, they thought she was good enough with a sword.
Oh my god. Every time she needed rescuing, she couldn't do a damn thing.
Yeah, no, she fell on her ass and just said, and shaked, essentially.
Yeah. And then the biggest harem part is when they made the transition to the more western part of the country.
Oh, god.
And they put on the outfits. They're putting on these pseudo suits.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh my god. And she's blushing. It's the biggest part. And
it was a fashion show.
Bad.
It turned into
bad.
A fashion show.
And she embarrassed the one guy because he didn't button his coat right.
Yeah.
Jesus.
It was
pretty bad.
Super, super bad. But you know what? That was definitely in the game.
Oh, easy. Yeah, that was definitely like, that's the biggest story part right there.
That probably went on like for 4 hours or something. Like,
you got to go find each one and look at his outfit.
Well, not even that. Is it this outfit or is it this outfit? Which storyline are you going to follow? Which one are you going to be dating?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, past that, you find out that the half-demons, they won't live very long. The more they use the power, the less life force they have.
Yeah, because they're using their life energy. There's one member of the Shinsengumi, the scientist guy.
Yeah. Oh, I forget his name.
I don't know.
I knew his name. Anan-san or something like that. Son-and-son.
He's
the only one I remember.
Because
it's a weird fucking name.
It's a weird name, and it repeats itself.
Yeah, Son-and-son. And they're constantly saying his goddamn name. Son-and-son!
Anyway, he's like picking up on making the medicine better and stuff like that.
Yeah, because her dad's missing.
Yeah, And they allude throughout the whole series that he's turning evil, that he's a bad guy.
Yeah.
And then at the end, they throw a twist to it. Nope, he was loyal the whole time.
And he confesses to her.
After he took over a town with his vampires, he like literally overthrew a government and said, all right, now we have this whole army for our army. And then the leader guy was like, no, we can't have this. And he was like, okay, we gotta kill them all then. And then they go kill them all. It's like
his whole army.
Yeah. I was like, okay, whatever.
Yeah, it was odd. I don't recommend it.
No, this was a strange one.
Yeah.
Very.
After I read the wikis, I read the wiki after I watched it, right before we did the podcast, not right now. And seeing the wiki, seeing that it was a game into an anime, this is what I expect when a game becomes an anime.
Right.
Steins Gate's the exception. That was good. Objectively, maybe not from you, but most people really enjoy it. It's a cohesive story, even though it's time travel.
I gave it a good grade.
Rolled your eyes just now, so. But this is what I expect from a video game that becomes an anime or any other form of media.
Bias is screaming.
Because it's really good. This is just bad. It's not terrible, but it's not good in any way.
But it's not the worst
one. Oh, yeah, it's not terrible at all. It's just not worth your time.
So, no, not at all. So, I mean, I guess, are we done with this one?
Yeah.
So I guess
I don't have anything else for it, unless you got something.
Well, there's something else I want to do after.
For me, a 4.
Yeah, I was thinking a 4.
I don't know anything less than that.
Maybe a 5.
Yeah, somewhere in there.
Somewhere in there.
4.6.2.
So.
I put 2 points in there.
Whatever. Tamamori Princess or this?
Remind me of Tamamori Princess. It'll come back when you start describing it.
She's a priestess.
Oh, is that the other harem?
That's the other harem.
Oh, Christ. This.
Yeah, this one was strange enough to be better than just the straight harem.
Like I said, the arc towards the beginning to the middle of her looking for her father with the guys before they went to war was okay. It started to get okay.
You know what's sad? H has got some really good stuff in it. And we keep getting these harems.
It really does have some good things in it.
And you really just gotta stop cheating.
I know, please.
That's why we keep getting bad stuff, because you cheat.
That was an accident. I swear to God. First time cheat, I can take my lickings. This was an accident.
Uh-huh.
All right.
It's not the first time you cheat either, but that's okay.
Well, I think that was the only time I cheated.
High school D&D when he put
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That was the only time I cheated. This was not cheat. This was an accident.
Yeah,
I didn't mean to delete that. I didn't know. No, please. Anyway. You ready for spinning the wheel?
Spinning the wheel for I?
Category.
I don't know.
Me, you don't know.
I don't know, because...
There's a lot of bad in I.
I'm kind of traumatized.
There's a lot of bad in I. I only clicked through a couple things.
Although the last I wasn't bad. I was intrigued with the Batsuma. I mean, it was average.
That was the other samurai one, right? Yeah, it was average.
I mean, it wasn't terrible.
A little better than the one we just watched.
And honestly, if you had an cheat, we might have gotten something good.
That's true.
Because we have been getting good stuff.
I'm done. Wheel spinning.
Why? You're only going to undo the claps anyway?
Every time. Iria?
Zerium animation.
Let's click on that.
Zerium.
Let's click on that. Anything that's animation is usually odd. Over to Irium. Can I?
Where's that? IR.
Yeah, I need to go down.
There you go. It's only 6 episodes.
Yeah, and it doesn't. I just read the description real quick. It doesn't look to be like a part of anything else.
I know.
Oh, we got a little short one.
Yeah. Wait. Click on the first episode.
Oh, let's see if it's 2 hours long.
Yeah.
How awesome would that be? 3 minutes. Oh, shit.
Well,
let's click on the second episode and see how long that is. 28 minutes.
Okay. That's only 5 episodes then.
Yeah, really.
Huh.
I'm just clicking through them all real quick to see if any happens to be real long. There's only one more left.
Yeah, no, I mean, actually, you know what else we should do real quick?
What's that?
Look up the wiki and make sure it's not an ongoing series.
We could do that real quick. Because you're better at typing than that, so I'm going to hand you the keyboard.
How do you spell it?
IRIAZEIRAN.
ZEIRAN?
Yep, just enter. All right, let's click on that quick. 6 episode original video animation, OVA, anime series, it's an OVA, so we probably should spin the wheel for something else. OVA means it's for something.
Yeah, so I'm just curious, what is it that OVA
The series
do?
Serves as a prequel to the original live-action film. You want to watch it?
Yeah, you know
we
what?
We can watch that. It's a prequel. It should be somewhat standalone.
You know,
but I don't want to watch the live-action film. That's for damn
sure. Oh, it's
sure.
a live-action
Yeah, it's a prequel to the live-action film.
You know what?
Film.
No, yeah. I mean, it's a prequel. It's not like...
I don't know. Well, let's watch it.
Yeah, we'll watch it. We'll see. Because,
next episode.
Yeah, we'll tackle it and see. I might watch the movie, though.
I probably won't. No, unless I really like it. If I really like these 6 episodes,
right.
I'll watch it.
Right.
I'll find it somewhere. I'll put on my eye patch.
Like, that's the caveat I'm going with, if I like it.
Yeah, we'll go with that. Next episode. Iriria. I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll have to look up the pronunciation for that.
We won't.
We won't. Bye.
Bye.